Quindi la parola, ecco, non, insomma, ho l'onore di dare la parola a Federico Maior.
Many thanks. I like very much the chair because is a person, as I said this morning, that has a very, very long and outstanding human path on the human rights and the activities to protect life, that it finally, as it has said, without life we cannot exercise any kind of human right. I would like, before starting, very briefly, to emphasize what he has said already, that we are particularly happy, and I'm talking on behalf of the members of the Commission here present, Ruth Dreyfus and Giuliano Amato. We are extremely happy that we are here with representatives of this Human Rights Center of the Padova University and of this chair, UNESCO, because this is what we need. We need also to know reality as in-depth as possible, because only we can transform reality if we have an in-depth knowledge of the reality. And the contribution of the Human Rights Center and of this chair are outstanding in this respect. But also I would like to pay tribute to the Comunità de San Egidio. It's wonderful what they have done and they are doing. And Hands Off Cain and Amnesty International is really a pleasure, and Academics for Abolition. All this is what we must do. As I said this morning, if we are all together, perhaps we can persuade those that still are today retentionist. I also would like to tell you until what point I am happy that in this round table also we have Assunta Vibo, the Secretary General of the Commission, is an outstanding person in the activities of the Commission, and Manuel Manonelles, that is also doing an excellent contribution. Well, what I would like now to tell to you, because we must be now very brief in this, I would like only to have a choice of two aspects, of two arguments, in order to persuade those that are still retentionists to become abolitionists. As a scientist, I said already this morning, but we like now to underscore this. As a scientist, I think that it's extremely important to talk about deterrence. There is no any kind of possible argument in favor of the death penalty, because in this way we will give an example and the criminals will therefore decrease. It's not true. And I would like to mention here what has said Sam Millsap, a former prosecutor from Texas. Texas, you know that this is also another very bad example. In the United States, we have still, even if I have said that there is an advance now from 39, now we are in 34 already, that we have decreased the number of retentionists. But we have still 34 over 51. Well, one of these states is Texas. Well, one former prosecutor of Texas wrote, Sam Millsap, "The central argument in favor of the death penalty is that it deters. It does not deter. If you go state by state in the United States and ask where the homicide rate is highest, the answer is that the homicide rate is highest in those states in the United States where the death penalty is permitted. In the states where the death penalty is not permitted, the homicide rate is actually lower." And the same result can be found in the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom abolished the death penalty in 1969. Recent policy statistics show that the murder rate continues to fall. In London, The murder rate has fallen to its lowest level for more than four decades. Well, this is for me, as a scientist, a very important issue. There is no any kind of relation, and positive relation, between deterrence and criminality. The second argument that I would like to mention very briefly is innocence. Innocence because, is irreversible. And then once you realize that one innocent has been executed, you have nothing to do. You have committed one, at this moment, assassination as well, because you have not only applied a wrong sentence, but also you have executed, and now it appears that this person was innocent. And again, I would like to mention that it is important for people to understand that mistakes are made. I can tell you that the judges and prosecutors and juries and police officers in the United States who are dedicated and who are doing the very best job that they can do every day make mistakes on their very best days. And this is true. Sometimes, it's seldom, but sometimes we realize, now recently, for example, in South Korea, they realized that one person that was executed 10 years ago was innocent. Now, and to end, what we can say about the life imprisonment without parole, this is also a cruel, is as cruel as execution. Of course, the answer is that we in the Commission, we recognize that there will be a few cases where an individual prisoner must remain in prison for life. However, as a matter of principle, and this is what we must apply here, a matter of principle, all prisoners should receive a periodic review of their sentence as rehabilitation of the individual is one of the goals of a justice system. All the justice systems, finally, what they want, whatever is the kind of penalty that they put, is to provide the possibility for the person that has been sentenced to be rehabilitated. Therefore, this was the two things that I thought that, particularly as a scientist, I would like today to present to you in this roundtable. Thank you.